Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Joseph. I'm calling with National Opinion Survey. How you doing this evening, ma'am?
Fine.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm actually conducting an opinion survey, which is like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community as well as the nation. Do you think you can help me with this real quick?
If it's quick.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it quick as possible. Don't worry. I got you.
Okay.
All right. And now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nobody works here. I'm retired.
Oh, okay. So you are 18 or older and registered to vote. Is that correct?
I'm 85, and I do vote.
Okay, great. Well, you don't sound 85, honestly. You sound a lot younger. I honestly thought you were younger. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or you'll probably not vote?
Definitely. I've only missed one time in my life.
Wow. Okay. And just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I please ask you for your race, white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
White.
All right. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Go through the first three again.
Yeah. Very satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And I would like to rate your feelings towards people, organizations, and ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means very cold, unfavorable, and 50 means not particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, just please say so. Black Lives Matter, or BLM.
Satisfied. I like that.
Okay. What would you rate them from 0 to 100? 100 being very, very warm.
75.
Okay. How about Critical Race Theory, or CRT?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. How about public charter schools?
Oh, I'm mixed about that one. I don't know. I think they have some good things, and I think they have some not so good things. I don't know.
Okay. How about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT? You ever heard of them?
Yeah, about a 75 on that.
Okay. How about your local school board? Okay.
I'm not really. I'm too old to know about that.
Okay. No,
no
worries.
Kids in school anymore.
How about public school teachers? What would you rate them?
About an 80.
Okay. How about Joe Biden?
About a 95.
Okay. How about public schools in general?
About a 95.
Okay. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay.
They're not excellent for sure.
Okay. And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or are growing worse?
Growing worse.
Okay. And how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 meaning very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 meaning somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 meaning not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. Truthfully understanding all of the American history, the good and the bad.
A 10. 10. They need to learn that.
Okay. How about help America compete, beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
A 10.
Okay. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
10.
Okay. Become more organized and have structure.
10.
Okay. Embrace American values and be a proud American citizen.
10.
Okay. And our responsibility in the democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
10.
Okay. And would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
That my what? I couldn't
quite. Your state. Yeah. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just the right amount on public school education?
They're not great, but they're pretty good. I'd say the second one.
Not too much or about right?
About right.
Okay.
They try.
Okay. Well, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. So as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Do you agree or disagree with that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I don't know enough about that to say. I'm not really up on that.
Okay. No worries. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Okay. Now tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should not learn about history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
And what are my choices again? I'm sorry.
Agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree.
Okay, would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. How about teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children? Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, that's a hard one because I think they should work together. I don't know.
Okay. No worries.
I don't know. They should be working together. Nobody should just tell them what to do.
Okay. How about teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those who aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable?
I agree with that.
Okay. Is that strongly or somewhat, would you say?
Strongly. Yeah, strongly.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it.
Okay.
Increasing discipline in schools.
Yes.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
So, okay. How about adding a authentic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay, strongly. All right.
Strongly.
How about giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school?
Wow. They should be they should be involved with all of that. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, no worries. How about making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that may believe deal inappropriately with racial issues?
No, I believe they should be exposed to anything. I was a librarian.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
So I think people should read everything and then make up their mind.
Okay, great. So would you say you, would you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Yeah.
Somewhat
strongly.
Or strongly? Okay.
Strongly.
Okay. And how about protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality?
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay. Strongly?
Strongly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. And some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public schools curriculum?
Yes, strongly.
Strongly support or?
Yes, strongly support.
Okay, wonderful. And I'm going to read some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate the using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that you find a very convincing argument. 5 meaning somewhat convincing argument. 0 means not at all convincing argument. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10.
Okay.
They said history teachers have responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of the nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history, remove the parts that they say is too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
I disagree with that. I'd be way down on the low. Yeah.
Okay, so would that be like a 0, not at all, or?
Anywhere. A 4.
Okay. How about this one? Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can they expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is a perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers should know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate ways.
I totally agree with that all the way.
Okay. And last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and in 2023, this is likely to break the record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road of trying starts censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply under democratic and anti-American push to censor books.
I agree with that.
Okay. Very convincing. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And sometime over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those who aren't popular and might take some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree or somewhat disagree or...
I strongly agree to that.
Okay. And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Oh, I think they should have some say about it, but they...
So would you say you somewhat disagree?
I somewhat disagree with that.
Okay.
They should be involved.
Okay, wonderful. And switching gears a bit, last questions are just statistical purposes only. What's the last year of schooling you completed? 1 through 11th, high school graduate, some college vocational certificate.
Some college.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Your employee, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Retired.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Okay. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Strong Democrat, not so strong?
Strong.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Now, although you don't have any children under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended public schools in the last 10 years?
I have grandchildren who have.
Okay. And do you have any child who attended charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, do you describe yourself as a liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal. Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Great. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week? Okay. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you?
Could you repeat that, please? I'm
sure.
Sorry.
Is a born-again and evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Is a educator, let me see, it says, the last one says, is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or class aide in your household? Flies correspondent,
no.
You know, okay.
No.
All right. And how would you best describe the area you live in? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much this evening for helping me with this. I greatly appreciate that.
Okay.
I need it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.